from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. Over the last few weeks, we've been following California's push to produce a third of its electricity from renewable sources by 2020. It's estimated that more than 10% of the potential for clean energy in the U.S. sits on land owned by Indian tribes. Some of these tribes are wondering whether green energy projects might be the casinos of the 21st century. As Amy Standen reports.
The day the Golden Acorn Casino opened in August of 2001, Monique LaChapa stood right here near the sliding glass doors and watched as members of her tribe came in for their first look.
And I just watched everybody come in, and I just the look on the tribal members' eyes that day, it was so exciting.
The casino changed everything for the Campo Kumeye Nation, a small tribe of 329 people living in the desert mountains 60 miles east of San Diego. It bought a fire department, educational programs, jobs.
Hey, Chris. This is one of our tribal members right here.
But one modest casino, especially in a slow economy, isn't enough to sustain this community, where unemployment is almost 50%. So LaChapa, who serves as tribal chairwoman, and others here have set their sights on a very different kind of project, one that sets the Campo apart from any other tribe in the country.
I'm on my way up, okay? So can you call your guy and let him know?
Here, along a rocky spine of the Laguna Mountains, is the only utility-scale wind farm on tribal land in the country. It was built in 2005. There are two dozen turbines, each four stories tall, supplying energy to 35,000 homes in San Diego County. Their huge blades sweep the sky with the steady whoosh of a heartbeat. This project, called Kumeye One, is an enormous source of pride for the Campo people, in part because it makes use of a resource that until recently didn't seem to offer a lot of options.
Look where we are located. We're out here in the middle of nowhere. There's not a lot of jobs. It makes it difficult for anybody who wants to be able to do more for their family or send their kids to college.
But income from this wind farm is limited because the Campo don't own this project. Instead, they lease the land to a private company. But the Campo are in negotiations to build a second wind project, three times the size of this one. This time, they plan to go in as co-owners, partnering with a Chicago-based private energy firm, Invenergy, and San Diego Gas and Electric. Ownership is a tough deal to strike, one that's eluded other Indian tribes.
This has actually killed a lot of deals in Indian country.
Mike Connolly, solidly built with wireframe glasses and a gray ponytail, is a former Campo tribal council member. He runs a consultancy firm that helps tribes get involved with renewable energy.
Because the tribes want to have ownership, but when they do the numbers, they see that ownership would mean that that it's just not economically viable. And so they end up just not doing the project rather than doing it.
The primary problem, he says, has to do with the special legal status tribes occupy. Tribes are sovereign nations, which means they can't take advantage of federal tax credits for renewable energy, and those can cut the price of a large wind project in half. Connolly says the lack of credits, of capital, combined with all the red tape surrounding tribal development, threatens to leave American Indians out of the green economy. And that, he says, would be a terrible shame.
Especially when you think of the fact that, you know, Indian reservations are some of the poorest places in the country, and there's such a debate in this country about double-digit unemployment, and we have reservations that have gone, you know, 4 or 5 decades of unemployment that's over 60 or 70%, and here we have an opportunity to really build economies in Indian country and to create a base that can be a sustainable type of development that can go on and on.
On to places like the Morongo Reservation, west of Palm Springs, where a grassy hillside rises behind the administration building. Deanna Meets would like to see this plot of land covered in solar panels, but she's been frustrated by some of the same tax hurdles the Campo face. Meets says the history of tribes in this country has left other, subtler obstacles, too.
With tribes inherently, there is a level of distrust of anyone that comes from the outside in, and you just have to, you know, make sure that you're dealing with someone of integrity and they're not there to take advantage of you.
Those obstacles will subside over time, she says, especially if the federal government helps level the playing field. That process has begun.
Too often you face unique hurdles to developing these renewable resources.
President Obama speaking before the Tribal Nations Conference last November.
We are securing tribal access to financing and investments for new energy projects.
Over the last 2 years, the pot of federal aid for Indian energy development has doubled to about $7 million a year. Tribes are also eligible for stimulus grants. And a new federal bill called the Indian Energy Promotion and Parity Act would take the biggest step of all, making tribes eligible for the tax credits. The question is whether that bill will suffer the same fate as other energy legislation, so far stalled out in Congress. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Find photos of life on the reservations at our series website, kqed.org/33by20.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the Amgen Foundation.